Good morning. This is Peter Meyerson at Radio Entrepreneurs. We are sitting this morning, the host of Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship at the University of Massachusetts in Dartmouth, their lovely offices. And I am sitting this morning with David Soper of Wicked Good Marketing.
Wicked Local Marketing.
Wicked Local Marketing. Well, it's important to get the name right. And
thank
you. I apologize. Our guest this morning is Roger Race from Boston Engineering. Hi, Roger.
Good morning, Peter.
You didn't have a commute this morning.
I had a very short commute of 27 feet up the hallway.
You look good.
So I feel pretty good.
All
right
the better for
and
it.
And thank you for the sandwich, by the way.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Do you want to tell us about Boston Engineering? But before that, would you tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are? And
sure thing. I'll start with Boston Engineering as an engineering consultancy that designs and builds products for numerous other companies. So people come to us, for example, Keurig recently came to us and needed a new coffee maker design that was specific for them. And they came to us to do the hardware design, make sure everything fits, then do the electrical design, make sure everything works, and then find somebody to go manufacture, 10 million of these things. So that's what we do up in Waltham, Massachusetts at Boston Engineering. Our office is down here at the CIE, and what I do is work more in the maritime field, working with, he stole our fish, didn't he? The underwater vehicles and towed arrays that we design for the U.S. Navy. So that's what I do, and that's my background. I have degrees in marine biology and mechanical engineering, so I try to take from both of those fields and create things that are good and work in the environment.
I mean, it's interesting, and I certainly can identify with what you do, since I represent clients in the maritime space, and who make towed arrays that float behind submarines. So you're obviously a competitor to one of my clients.
But we're all friendly.
I don't know that I'd agree with that.
Well, mostly friendly. What we live on is a big blue planet. If you look back from space, you look at this Earth, and it really should be named water, right? Because it is a lot of water.
They did get it wrong, didn't they?
Yeah, well, they didn't know, right? And the fact that we are mostly a water planet, and down here on the south coast between Newark and Raytheon, down to our left and over to our right, Woods Hole Oceanographic, UMass Dartmouth, Lockheed Martin, and then up north, MIT and all of that, we have a golden triangle of maritime companies here that we are basically friendly. That we may be competitive, but we're basically friendly. And for Massachusetts, it's wonderful. We're really one of the centers of the world of underwater vehicles and maritime engineering. It's fun to be here because there's a lot going on.
Well, you've got HUI, and
which
sort of acts as a gravitational force, I think, really.
Well, exactly. So you have HUI with a lot of brain power, a lot of contracts building cool vehicles. I mean, they have the Alvin that can go to full ocean depth and explore ridges and steam vents and things like that. And you have just up the street spinoffs. Hydroid is a spinoff from Woods Hole. Teledyne doing gliders, underwater vehicles that glide across the ocean. So it's really a lot of fun to be in this region and know so many people who are in this same space, this wet space that we're all playing in.
So how did you get here?
How did I get here? I walked down the hall.
That's what I was going
to ask. You got to interrupt me faster.
No, that's a good question.
Tudun, right? So I actually attended UMass Dartmouth and spend a lot of time out on the water. I spend a lot of time on the water, as we were saying, scuba diving, sailing, boating. So I have a very high affinity for water, and I would go out on the water anyway for fun, right? So to get paid to design and build things that work and are used in the water is just sort of a natural extension of my mechanical engineering brain going on. So it is kind of fun. I grew up here in Marion, just down the bay, little further commute. And it's as I said, it's a wonderful place. I have lots of friends in all these areas in, within this triangle that work in different companies. And they all have the same story. They grew up near the water. They wanted to play in the water, and they felt they wanted to be creative. And we're very lucky. What's happened recently is we've had a tremendous explosion. Everybody's got their smartphones out. So smartphones have driven the price of memory way down. Electronics are way down. So now we have cheap, simple memory. Batteries are getting better, and we can have all kinds of uses for all of that technology underwater. So that's really exploding right now. We know more about the surface of the moon and Mars than we do about the underwater full depths of our own planet.
So, how long have you been part of the innovation, if you will, or down in this part of the world?
For about 25 years, I've been down here playing with, I started one company, and then we sold that company to another large British firm, who I love, Rolls-Royce, thank you very much. And that was interesting to go from a startup company that worked quite well, we got some contracts, and then get acquired by a big company, and that ended abruptly with the change of different presidents over at Rolls-Royce. But I still love them. I have to say that.
Can you share with us that technology? What the technology was?
We designed, and I have a patent on an underwater launch and recovery mechanism for submersible vehicles. So launching them is pretty easy. You just sort of kick them over the side, and that's no big deal. But you do want to get these things back. These robots are about $1 million a piece or more. So you really would like to get them back, not only for the vehicle, but for all the data. It may be priceless, right? So it's very difficult if you've ever been offshore and things are undulating in a three-dimensional space. It's tough to grab something that's bobbing up and down. So we designed and built that for the U.S. Navy.
Okay, so Rolls-Royce is a British company. What are they doing in the water? All I know.
Well, they
about
have a whole division. The Rolls-Royce Naval Marine makes gas turbines for big ships. They actually do the gas turbines for the littoral combat ship, the LCS. They build all the drive line and propellers, big propellers.
Oh, okay.
The size of this room, and I'll tell your listeners, so the room, you know, 30 feet across, propellers that big. So,
wow. So
that's a special niche that they were into. And they were trying to get into the unmanned underwater vehicle, but as I said, they changed presidents and they took a different tack.
Well, that's a tough market.
It is, and you have to be young, nimble, and adroit at sensing the market trends and what was going on. And,
well, I mean, there's so many variations. I mean, you've got little ones and big ones, and ones that go for miles and miles, and some that are based on solar power, and others
exactly
have
right
batteries. And
well, every vehicle, just like the cars out in our parking lots, every vehicle is designed for basically a niche. You have big trucks, they're carrying stuff. You have small personal transport vehicles like the little A-Class. You've got all different things. It depends on what you're trying to do with your vehicle. Right down the hall is a friend. Bob Anderson has Ocean Server, and he makes a nice little vehicle about a meter and a half long that's perfect for one man, to one Navy SEAL to carry down and go collect data. So it's interesting. The basics are, though, once you've got your brain that we've all got wonderful computing now, and once you've got a power source and you've got this onboard system to receive any sensors or any other data collection, it can be any size. The brain is brain on a big torpedo-shaped thing is probably going to be the same size as in your phone.
But it's the power component that's
the
big
power
issue.
So it's all a function of batteries.
Batteries.
Right?
Or
the power source. So how much fuel we got in the tank. So the bigger ones can obviously hold much more fuel, which allows them to dive deeper, go longer. The little ones, it's just like anything. You can't go forever on one battery charge on your phone. But if you had a big auxiliary battery that you could carry around, you could go a lot longer.
Or you have renewable energy. I mean,
right,
it's either the sun or conversion of salt water to, you know, whatever.
They are working on that. You're absolutely
right.
Yes,
I know that.
My friends is taking aluminum and turning it into aluminum oxide and using seawater as the catalyst and making a wonderful fuel cell that should allow them to go much, much further. So all of this is evolving. It's kind of fun. This industry really is only about 15, 20 years old.
Where do you see it going?
Oh, I see it, because we are a big blue planet, I see it developing into robots that help survey, so people can do bathymetry for navigation, and sort of robots for security reasons, going around and checking harbors. Because if you look at the planet, every big city is a harbor city. And I can sail into New York City and pull up to the dock, and if I can think about it, a bad guy could be thinking about it. So we wanted, one of the reasons we developed our underwater vehicle is to be very quiet and undulate up to look for
bad guys
coming into the water.
So you know, we're all familiar with the fact that seawater levels are rising.
Yes.
What implication does that have for your business?
Oh, I think for the whole industry, it means that we need to collect more and more good empirical data on what is going on, where is it rising the most, what is going on with temperatures, what is going on with coral reefs. My son, who's an engineer, is working for the National Science Foundation down in Antarctica, and his job is going out and measuring the thickness of the ice shelf that they're living on. And for the past, he's been down there for 4 years, and he says it's thinning rapidly. So we need to collect that data and report that. And people should be aware that, you know, things are changing. And for our business, to get good data with instruments out in the ocean means that people can make better decisions about what to do with that data.
No, that's great. Roger, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you to learn more about what Boston Engineering does or what you do,
sure,
how would they get a hold of you?
Well, the best way is by email, and my email address is rrace@boston-engineering.com. So RRACE at boston-engineering.com.
That's great. We've been talking from Dartmouth's Science and Engineering, Innovation and Entrepreneurship facility in Fall River. With me has been David Soper of Wicked Local Marketing. Did I get it right this time?
You did.
Finally.
and we've been talking to Roger Race. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, guys. Good to talk to you.
Great.
Bye-bye.